This is the Help My Website Sucks podcast, your bite-sized guide to web design. I'm Amy Gumbrell, a WordPress web designer who spent years helping businesses make sense of their websites. In this final series, I'm focusing entirely on WordPress, sharing features, tools, and ways of working that many people don't even realize exist or didn't know were an option for their WordPress website. Building a website without the right theme is like eating a gourmet burger on a paper plate from a petrol station. It tastes okay when needs must, but you won't be going back or sharing the experience with your mates. In this episode, I'll be serving up some delicious insight into what themes are, why they matter, and how to pick one to make your website work for you and your business. So let's get cracking. In a nutshell, a theme controls the look of your website. It's all about the design, layout, colors, fonts, and sometimes even how things behave. We are literally playing dress up with your website to get it looking just right for your target audience. For example, a theme decides where your menu goes, what a blog post will look like, how your photos are displayed, and even how much space you leave between a heading and a paragraph of text. So it's pretty important. And you know what's great about themes? You never have to change your content. It all stays exactly the same. For example, if I had a travel blog, one theme might make it look like an online magazine, laid out in columns, just a few scattered images, and typical typewritery text. Whereas a different theme may decide that flowy handwritten fonts and large images and striking colors laid out in blocks is the way to go. So, what do you actually get with a theme? Each theme is a collection of files, and depending on which theme you select, you'll get some templates that define structure, a style sheet full of lovely CSS code for colors, fonts, and layout, and a few other system files that I won't be talking about in this episode. In fact, I'm going to leave the fun nitty-gritty stuff for another time, as you won't actually need to access any of these files. But if you needed to add code or your developer needed to do that or make changes, it's good to know what's actually come with your theme. Now, let's have a think about how we choose the theme. There are over 10,000 free themes in the WordPress ecosystem when I last checked, wow, as well as umpteen paid for ones. So at first glance, it seems like an impossible ask. However, drumroll, I've come up with a good way to do this. Just ask me. Seriously though, ask me or a similar WordPress website expert. And do your research. Now I've got three top tips. The first, look at the theme's speed. If you're looking for a speedy theme, you're going to be finding themes that talk about things that are lightweight, performance optimized, and not bloated. You want your website to load quickly, you really do, so that your users don't bounce away to your competitors. If it takes a website more than 2 to 3 seconds to load, many don't stick around to wait, so it has to be fast. It's also great for improving your SEO as Google uses page speed as one of its many, many, many ranking factors. The second thing that's going to help when choosing a theme is finding one that's mobile friendly. Now, the key word that you're looking for is going to be responsive. With more and more people only using their mobile phone to access the internet, the need to make your website mobile friendly has never been more urgent. You can test it before deciding on a theme just by looking at the theme's demo website on your mobile. If you don't like the look of it on the mobile, don't choose that particular theme. And finally, and maybe most crucial thing, is all about trust. Speed and mobile friendliness affects how the website works, whereas trust affects how people feel when they land on it and whether they stick around. We want a website that screams clarity and credibility, so we should really get one from a reputable developer. We want one that offers great customer service and one that follows secure coding practices and releases regular updates to patch vulnerabilities. We should also have a look at plugin compatibility and performance too. These are all things that will help us to trust that the theme that we are using is going to do its job. Now, I'm not going to make any recommendations about themes. I've got my favourites and I've got the ones that I believe are some of the best, but it's going to truly depend on your specific business and website. Ideally, for me, the more stripped back the theme, the better. As you've probably guessed by now, I'm a bit of an advocate for fast loading websites. So I like to choose themes I can build upon rather than feel restricted by lots of options and heavy themes full of things I'm just never going to use. Story of my life, really. So far, I've been talking about themes as if you don't have a website. But what if you've been listening to this episode and the penny has been slowly dropping? Yeah, do you know what? Your current website does actually suck, and it might be your theme's fault. Hang on a minute. Stop. Don't you be hitting that change theme button without a care in the world. Like, seriously, don't you dare press that change theme button without getting some expert help, else you will regret it. Changing your WordPress theme willy-nilly can break everything. It can break your layout of the website. It can mess up your custom settings and confuse your visitors. It's a bit like redecorating your entire house while people are still living in it. Another crucial aspect to your website, and one I cover in detail in its very own dedicated episode, is all about plugins. I'll link to it in the show notes. Plugins and themes are notorious in their defiance to not play together nicely. An expert will know exactly what to do to get your theme changed without causing too many arguments with the other moving parts of your website, such as those plugins. And there we have it, a bite-sized edible episode all about WordPress themes. Remember, your theme sets the tone for your entire website. It builds trust, creates clarity, and makes a strong first impression if it's done right. Your website doesn't need to wear a tux, but it definitely shouldn't show up in flip-flops in the winter. And you shouldn't be hitting activate new theme without expert help. Believe me, you do not need that sort of stress in your life. You have been warned. And there we have it. We've come to the end of another episode of Help My Website Sucks. Did you find it useful? I hope so. I'd be so grateful if you'd consider leaving me a review. Have you got your own website woes and need help? Get in touch via my website, twocowsweb.co.uk. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, bye-bye.